I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-minute reset. I want to talk today about innovation versus wisdom. I was reading a book that blew my mind the other day by Arthur Brooks called Strength to Strength. And it's about how you have a certain gifting in your younger years or as you build your career, but that particular gifting in the particular field that you're building your life in is going to decline faster than you know, faster than you like to admit. But that's okay. Look, the tragedy comes when people hold on to their previous success and the previous version of themselves, which usually in your younger years has to do with things like innovation. I'm coming up with new ideas. My mind is pivoting. It's diving into the next thing. Or as he says in his book, a fluid kind of gifting in your mind, right? But it's okay to let that go. If you don't let it go, you spend the last half of your life looking in the rearview mirror mourning. If you let it go, you pivot to the next phase of your life, which is a phase of wisdom, which he talks about in the book as being a crystallized mind. That doesn't mean you have nothing to give anymore. It means your gifting is changed. It's changed from inventing new things to becoming the guru. So what does that look like for you in your particular career? I don't know, but I know this. It involves not being proud, embracing change, and letting go of previous versions of success at some point in your life, probably faster than you know.
And you know, it's so interesting because a friend of mine said, it's like the difference between something being shiny and new and then this amazing patina that develops over time, that it's actually beautiful. And yet we live in a society that says shiny and new is always good. We're just distracted by the shiny object. And yet if you talk to anybody that goes through this and gets to that point of wisdom and really good things and greater impact often comes from that wisdom, that we have to seek that out. And if we try to constantly keep everything shiny and new and innovate and be on the cutting edge, and oftentimes this is a pursuit of fame or getting credit for things, we lose out on the ability to slide into that part of life that's most beautiful. As somebody once said that, you know, most people in the Bible did greater things after the age of 60 or 70. If you look at most people in the Bible, they did things in their older age, but it was not the same as you would have done in your younger years.
Yeah, it's driven largely by what do you value, right? And I think in our consumerist culture, shiny and new is what we value, because shiny and new means you produce more things, you make more money, you buy new things. But the biblical values that are held up before us by Almighty God, they're very different. And they'd probably honor the guy who's 75 and is sitting in a chair with some sage advice more than the tech guru who's figuring out some new invention in Silicon Valley, right? But we have to start valuing those things in ourselves for the end half of the life to be as filled with joy and purpose and drive as the first half.
Yeah. So let's pray. God, give us the wisdom and the trust in you to value what you have for us as we move through life and our skills change. And help us to know that what you have for us is the best. And that's where our peace and joy lie. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.